This is Monk Sylvia. Today I have some thoughts about dreams. Yes, there is a saying in German which says that dreams are like foam. And it does
it.
Yeah, Thomas in Träume. And it kind of means that they have no reality to them. And in a way, naturally, that's true for everything in the physical world. It's all just like foam. It's passing. It's here, and in a moment, it's gone. What I am talking about are dreams that I have during the night, experiences that I create. And I know that they are just like my everyday experiences in my waking hours. They are a creation of mine. And although they have no reality to them, everlasting reality, they have a reality to me because they always talk to me. Dreams talk to me. Dreams have a symbolic meaning because I know that I create them from my consciousness, from my state of consciousness. And the first dream that just so casually popped up in my memory, because when I thought about the topic today, I thought, okay, I just let my memory just flow and let it remember dreams that foremost come up. I didn't even look in my blessing book for dreams. So the first that came up was that I was in that dream with a group of uni students, just like we are a bigger group. Stefan was there too, and Christina was there, and Herb naturally was there, and Ellen is always there. That's true. And Ellen is always in my dreams. And there we were hiking along in a beautiful landscape. And then we rested on the side of the road on a grassy little slope and started to sing. And then I turned around to Herb and said, Herb, what's the day today? And Herb said, it's the 4th of February. And then that's what I remembered from the dream. And then during the day, suddenly somebody of us here in this dimension asked, what date is today? And somebody said, it's the 4th of February. And instantly my dream jumped in my mind and I thought, how special. You know, it just reminded me that there's really no time and space, that everything that happens in the now, and that actually my life is a continuous eternal moment where everything is happening on the 4th of February or whatever date I choose to label my experiences. So that was the first dream that came up in my mind. The second dream was a dream where I was attending a lecture, and Herb was also there naturally, but I didn't belong in a way to him in any way. I was there independently. And then when the lecture was over, I went on my way home, and as I walked towards where I lived, it was so pitch dark that I couldn't see anything, neither street, neither sky, neither anything. There were no lights, just nothing, just pitch darkness. And I just was standing there and I knew, no, I can't find my way home like that. I didn't have a flashlight or anything with me. So I turned around and went to the illumined building again where the lecture was. And while I was arriving there, I saw Herb going out on the parking lot to his car. And I went to him and I asked him, Herb, would you give me a ride home? And he said, sure. And so I went in his car and he gave me a ride home. And the symbology naturally from of that dream was just very clear. It kind of showed me that I wanted to go on the spiritual path independently and on my own, but really it was just too dark and I didn't have the light illumined from within myself, and so I went to find my way shower, which is herb in my dream and in this reality on this dimension too. And from that point of view, I mean, such dreams are just wonderful. I mean, they just really tell me things I had already forgotten, or that I like to be reminded of. And I remember that I felt very good the moment I asked her, could you give me a ride home? And then I also knew that I would arrive home, and that is a good awareness too, because to get lost on the way is not all that fun. And with a way shower like Herb, I know that I could never get lost. And another dream that jumped up was when I was outside, also in a rather beautiful landscape, and I was very young. And I was sitting there among rocks, and suddenly I started to create something flowing out of a crack in a rock, and it was white and creamy looking, and when I examined it, it was rice pudding, you know, and it flew out of this crack, and it flew down the hill. And it was rice pudding, never-ending rice pudding. And when I noticed that, hey, it didn't want to stop anymore, and I felt I didn't know how to stop that flow. And then I got a little bit scared, and I woke up. And that dream to me naturally told me very, 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 very clearly that all the abundance is mine if I can handle it and if I am in control of my consciousness. To be in control of my consciousness is just so very important, and it reminded me of the experience of Jonathan Livingston Seagull in heaven when he was training to teleport to another place, and found himself one day on a different planet with two suns and two green suns or whatever, something very special. And his teacher said to him, well, it's a good step, but your thinking needs a little bit of control. And that's what it's all about. That's what my dream told me too, that I need to work on controlling my thinking, that I know what I create in my life. I mean, to create abundance is very well, and to create a stream of rice pudding which tastes just gorgeous is really fun. But I have to be in control of it. I have to be in control of every thought that I think, because I not only create rice pudding, I create anything in my life, like cloudy skies and rain and sunshine and rainbows, just depending where my consciousness is and what I like to experience at the moment. So dreams remind me that I am in control at all times, and that's what I so clearly see in my night dream, is just an expression of where I am in consciousness in my everyday thinking. And my dreams, I must say, are kind of fun, and I see them coming that way, always teaching me and reminding me of who I am and of where I want to go. And so it is.